OK, now let's get down to the special difficulties. 看一下本文的难点讲述哪些内容。OK, 首先就有这样一句话，表示语序的问题。有些动词后面用动词不定式做宾语的时候，往往在动词后面先加上一个名词或者代词。那么这话是什么意思呢？我们来看一下个例句。I ask him to lend me 20 pounds. 我让他借给我20英镑。好，那么这句话的主语是 I, 谓语动词是 asked。我让干嘛呢？让他借我20英镑，那么不应该是 to lend me, ask to lend me, 但是让谁去借呢？ OK, 应该是 ask him to lend me, 让他借给我，也就是说 lend 借的动作是他执行的，对他来讲他借出来。 OK, 实际上这个 him 做不定式逻辑上的主语关系。 OK, 也就刚才这句话所说的，动词加不定式做宾语的时候，往往在动词后面先加名词或代词，表达让谁去做。 OK, 好，来看一个例句来体会一下。Number one, he wants me to ask you a question. 他让我问一个问题。He wants me to ask you a question. Frank helped Tom to dig this hole. 弗兰克帮助 Tom 挖了一个洞。OK, 帮助某人做某事。Help somebody to do something. Help somebody to do something. 下面一个。She taught her son to read. She taught her son to read. 他教儿子读书。OK, 那教某人做某事。Teach somebody to do something.We advise them to stay at home. We advise them to stay at home. 我们建议他们待在家里面。建议某人做某事。Advise somebody to do something. They didn't allow us to enter the museum before 9 o'clock. They didn't allow us to enter the museum before 9 o'clock. 他们不允许我们在九点之前进博物馆。OK, 那允许某人做某事。Allow somebody to do something. OK, 那么实际上我学过很多这样的结构，我们来总结一下。想让某人做某事是 want somebody to do something, 让谁做某事 ask somebody to do something, 允许某人做某事 allow somebody to do something, 帮助某人做某事 help somebody to do something。 注意一点是这个帮助某人做某事，你既可以说 help somebody to do something, 也可以叫做 help somebody do something, 这个 to 可以省略掉，注意这个特殊的地方。 OK, 那再比如说祈求某人做某事，Beg somebody to do something. Beg somebody to do something. 教某人做某事。Teach somebody to do something. 建议某人做某事。Advise somebody to do something. Advise somebody to do something. 期待某人做某事。Expect somebody to do something. OK, 那么有这样一些动词，通常加 somebody 加 to do 表示让谁、期待谁、允许某人去做某事的结构。OK, 那么接下来我们看个练习。好，这有四个句子，但是句子是不完整的。我们这样，把括号中的词按正确语序排好，注意一下那个动词短语的位置。OK, number one, the officer ordered. Officer 叫军官的意思，军官命令。好，括号里面有几个词 ，to fire at enemy, the man. OK, 那 fire 名词叫火，动词表开火的意思，开火射击叫 fire at the enemy.Enemy 是敌人，朝敌人射击。The man, OK, 应该是命令某人做某事。Order somebody to do something. 那么这句话的正常语序是 The officer ordered the man to fire at the enemy. 军官命令手下朝敌人开火。The officer ordered the man to fire at the enemy. Number two is he wants. OK, 他希望，那么括号里面是 his wife, 他的妻子。This dress, 这件裙子 to wear.穿好，那么句子应该是他想让妻子穿这件裙子，想让某人做某事 want somebody to do something. OK, 这话的语气应该是 He wants his wife to wear this dress. He wants his wife to wear this dress. Number three is She wants, 她想让，那么括号里面是 us, it, to explain. 她想让我们解释她。 OK, 好了，她想让我们解释这件事情。 He wants us to explain itHe wants us to explain it, OK? 想让某人做某事 want somebody to do something. Number four is, I can't allow, 我不能允许 OK? 那 the room, him, to enter. 房间他进入应该是我不允许他进房间。Allow somebody to do something 的结构，那么这句话的正常语序是 I can't allow him to enter the room. I can't allow him to enter the room, OK?好，以上中间我们总结一条现象，一些动词后面加 somebody to do something, OK, 某人去做某事的结构。